With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Once Senate and House negotiators finally resolve President Trump's big, beautiful bill, Congress has another challenge facing it, how to extend tax cuts on health care premiums for working-class Americans. Pollster John McLaughlin just completed a poll for an organization leading the fight to stop any increases in health care costs.
The Americans for Balanced Budget, we just did a survey because no one's addressing the health care marketplace that protects a lot of working-class Americans who pay for their own insurance, may have two jobs, but their employers don't cover them with health insurance, so they have to go buy their own. After they get done with the big, beautiful bill, they've got to extend these tax credits so that working class people, when October hits and people get premium bills, we've got to make sure that they don't get sticker shock.
More on the Americans for a Balanced Budget agenda is available on the website stophealthcosthikes.com. President Trump heading to the Florida Everglades today. He'll visit a brand new holding center for illegal immigrants pending deportation.
The detention center is located on an isolated airstrip surrounded by swampland that is filled with mosquitoes, pythons, and alligators.
It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the facility will hold up to 5,000 detainees. She says the so-called alligator Alcatraz is an efficient, low-cost way to carry out the president's deportation campaign. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says he'll visit Washington next week. He'll be meeting with President Trump and others. German prosecutors say a man accused of gathering information on Jews in Berlin, allegedly collecting the data for Iran, has been arrested in Denmark. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 27 points. NASDAQ features off 59. This is SRN News. New study finds that childhood religion sticks.
The Pew Research Center reports that amongst adults under 55 around the globe, only about 10% of them left the faith into which they were born. Hindus are the least likely to switch to another religion, only 1%. Buddhists are the most likely. 22% of them eventually quit the faith. Amongst Christians, globally, 83% have remained faithful, while 2% have switched to another faith, and 15% have quit religion altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP NORC poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes toward religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression and sometimes crosses partisan lines. This is SRN News. An effort to move one state's border has been blocked.
Organizers of the movement to make much of Oregon part of Idaho say they're disappointed with the Oregon legislative session that just ended Friday. The Greater Idaho Group had two bills they hoped would at least get a hearing. The bills would have requested Oregon and Idaho lawmakers discuss the idea of a border change or a study of a possible interstate compact. Neither bill got a hearing. The group said Democrat politicians ignored the residents of eastern Oregon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Families of his victims say Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, part of a plea deal with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty. A change of plea hearing has been scheduled for tomorrow. 30-year-old Koberger arrested in Pennsylvania some weeks after the killings. More details, SRNNews.com.